Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. So let me just get right into it. As we all know about what happened at the Oscars with Will Smith going up on stage and slapping Chris Rock. And there are a lot of people giving their opinions about, you know, what they would do, or siding with Will Smith and others siding with Chris Rock. So I want to go ahead and give my take on this situation. Will Smith was wrong. There is no excuse to feel like you can just go up on a stage or anywhere and just slap someone because they said something that you didn't like, or your friend didn't like, or your wife didn't like, or whoever. You just cannot do that and think that there aren't going to be any consequences. So as we watch things unfold, we see Chris Rock tell a very lighthearted joke. I don't feel that the joke was speaking about her alopecia. And it could very well be that he didn't even know about it. From my understanding, this goes years back to issues they may have had with what Chris Rock has said previously about them when he hosted before. And if they aren't friends or they're not cool like that, that means most likely he's not watching. He's not paying attention to what they are doing. He's not watching Red Table Talk. You know, he's not watching her videos to see what she's discussing. So, like I said, it's very well likely that he didn't know. Everyone does not know that she has alopecia. Okay? So, how I took it is that, you know, he was just kind of, in a sense, just being nice, in a sense, just saying that, you know, she would be good to play in G.I. Jane 2. You know, with her look, with her bald look. And let's be honest, she's had a low cut for many years. So, you know, it may be at this point where she has less hair, but she has rocked a short style for a long time. So, we see when Chris Rock says the joke, Will Smith initially laughs. And then we see Jada's face, you know, like she didn't like it. You know, it hurt her, it bothered her, it upset her. You know, she rolled her eyes and, you know, gave this look. And then the camera pans away from them, so we don't see that exchange. But obviously, Will Smith saw the look on her face. She might have said something to him, like, that wasn't cool, I didn't like that, what you gonna do, or whatever happened. But then we see, out of nowhere, Will Smith gets up out of his chair, walks up to the stage. Obviously, Chris Rock has no idea what's coming to him, and then he slaps him and just walks off as if that was the cool thing to do, as if that makes him a man for doing that. Like he's protecting his woman. What was he protecting her from? She was not in any danger. Chris Rock was not a threat. And we have to stop throwing this protect black women thing around, because it's not supposed to just be used for any instance. That's not how that works. It wasn't a self-defense type of situation. It was just, all right, he said a joke and that was it. If you didn't like it, okay, you can talk to him afterwards, or, you know, just say it in a, all right, you know, my wife wasn't cool with that, you know, I'd appreciate if you apologize to her. And I'm sure by the way that Chris Rock handled that, how professional he was, how he was able to still continue the show, a lot of people would not have been able to do that. if Will Smith did that to someone else, I mean, that situation could have turned even worse. So he's lucky that Chris Rock is the person that he is. And that is a man. That's how a man handles a situation. So, and then when Will Smith goes and sits down, he's still popping off at the mouth, being disrespectful. Like he's out in the street somewhere. That was so disturbing to watch. And I have not read his book, but I hear a lot of people talking about how he always felt like a coward because he didn't stand up for his mother and watching her get abused. And it's like, well, don't you see a pattern that you just repeated? You just abused somebody. You just walked up and hit somebody. Like I said, as if that makes you a man. That actually makes you, that's what makes you a coward. To not be able to take words from someone. That you're so insulted by words. Or you allow your wife to make you do something like that. That's not healthy. That's not a healthy relationship. That's not a healthy way to be. Almost like someone giving their dog a signal to go and you know, go and attack someone. That was a terrible thing to do. Because you talk about protecting your wife, protecting your family. In that one instance, everything could change and he could have gone to jail. He could have been escorted out. Chris Rock could have pressed charges on him. And then what? Then you wouldn't even be around to protect your family or your wife. So I really hope that Will Smith is self-reflecting and doing what he needs to do. Go to therapy. Sort out all of those childhood issues, because that's what we saw. He may be, you know, older in age, but deep inside, he is still a child and he's still struggling with issues that he has not resolved. That slap was not for Chris Rock. Chris Rock did not deserve that. And I wish more people would have been checking on Chris Rock and, you know, really show concern for him, because he was the victim in that situation. That joke did not warrant what happened to him at all. There is no excuse. And I hate to see so many people commenting and, oh, well, you can't just say what you want to say to anybody and yada, yada, yada. But those same people need to stop and think and stop running their mouths and think how they would feel if they were on the other end. They wouldn't be saying the same thing. You have to put yourself in other people's shoes and see how you would feel if you said something to someone and then they just came and just slapped you. That is not okay, and there is no excuse for that. We all have things that we have gone through in our lives. Some of us have done the work to get through it, and some of us have not. Some of us just try to act like everything is okay, and that's what happens. That's the result of what happens when you don't heal your trauma. You will explode and you will take it out on the wrong people. And that is not a healthy way to live. And that's exactly the type of things that I have touched on in previous episodes. No one should ever think that it is okay. And it's crazy how some people are labeling him as a hero. And you, what the hell are you talking about? That's nothing to be proud of. That's nothing to brag about. That's not how you handle situations as a man. That was a cowardly move. All of that could have easily been avoided. There were other jokes thrown at them that were much worse than that. And they just sat there and laughed it off. So I don't feel like it was about what was said. I feel like it was about who said it. And because of how they feel or how Jada feels, it was taken very personally. And that's why it turned into that. If she's comfortable and she's confident in her look and how she feels about herself, then that would have been fine. No one would have even noticed it. So that was just wild. That was crazy. And, you know, as I said, I commend Chris Rock for handling things the way that he did, for not allowing Will to take him to another place. Chris Rock has also been through things in his life. He's been bullied. He has trauma as well. So you have to think about what that may have caused in him to take him back to the days where people used to bully him. I don't like how Will got up and he's crying and stuff and going into, you know, feeling disrespected and all this and that and wanting to stand up for his family. And it was like just a sympathy type of thing. And he didn't even acknowledge in his speech. First thing, I want to apologize for my actions, for what I did to Chris Rock. Even he could have brought Chris Rock out on stage and talked to him face to face like a man and apologized to him for humiliating him in front of all those people. And I'm sure Chris Rock would have been understanding to it. You know, maybe not everything would be all cool right away, but I'm sure Chris Rock would have conducted himself the same way he conducted himself when he got slapped. I'm sure he would have been able to conduct himself in the professional way as a man and accepted that apology. But Will made it all about himself, everything that he has gone through, but it's no excuse. So I hate to see that. When people always make excuses for the abusers, the people who've done wrong, and then blame the people who are actually the victim, the people who are embarrassed, the people who were hurt. That's not okay. A lot of people in this world, their thinking is just so twisted. It's so backwards. Chris Rock was doing his job. He told a joke. And again, that joke was not targeted at her alopecia. That's not what that joke was about. And if you have a negative way of thinking, that's the way that you're going to take it. And that's how it seemed to come off. Like I said, if it was somebody else, one of the other ladies who were hosting, or someone else that said that joke, that wouldn't have happened. It's because it was Chris Rock. And how they feel about him. And like I said, their past issues with things that he said. So it was not about what was said. It was who said it. So I just wanted to give my take on that. And that's why I speak about how important it is to make sure that you heal. Because you will take your issues out on other people who do not deserve it. I'm sure a lot of things were boiling inside of Will that has a lot to do with Jada, that has a lot to do with the hurt and the embarrassment that was caused within their relationship. And also his, you know, childhood trauma and things, the way that he feels about himself. That's something that he has to deal with. That's not anyone else's problem but his own. So I really hope that he is taking the time to get himself together. And it goes to show that no matter what you have, no matter what awards you have, no matter how much money you have, whatever, none of that matters, because it can all change in an instant. It's all about internally. What is going on inside of you internally? Because if you are not happy within yourself, none of that other stuff matters. So don't idolize these people thinking, oh my God, they have it so good. They have such a good life. You know, they have all this money, houses, they can travel and all this. Yeah, all of that is great. That's great, but that's external. You have to work on yourself internally. The more you accumulate on the outside, is still not going to fix what's happening on the inside. So I just wanted to speak on that. As I said, I've seen a lot of people have their opinions on it. And, you know, I just wanted to speak on it myself to use my platform. You know, I'm always going to be on the side that I feel is right. I put myself in other people's shoes, and, you know, I would be completely upset if someone were to do that to me because of something that I said, because they didn't like what I said. And I can't say that I would have handled it as Chris Rock did. A lot of people would not be able to do that. So, again, let's not condone bad behavior. Think of it as if it was yourself. We have to be mindful of the things that we say. Yes, we do, but no one has a right to put their hands on you based off of something that was said. Handle your emotions better. Get yourself in check. Get your trauma, your healing. Do the work. Do the work. And don't blame anybody else. And try to justify your actions, because it's not okay. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. As always, I enjoy sharing my thoughts and experiences with everyone out there. I look forward to bringing you more good content. Until then, as always, I'm wishing everyone peace and blessings.